Blog Talk Radio.
Now available online and in stores. Emo the French Connection EP. Also available, Emo Leftovers, the digital album on CDBaby.com now. Also log on to paystyle.net for more information. Welcome to Real Talk with Emo on streetsradio.com. That's streets spelled with a Z. And I'm your host, Sir Emo, here in Sacramento, California. This is my 1 hour internet radio show that pops off every Monday, 10 a.m. on the West Coast, 12 a.m. Central Time, and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. We keep it real here on Real Talk with Emo, and I'll be bringing you new music, live interviews, and we'll be talking about real life subjects like politics, religion, and life in your hood. This is the place to be every Monday. You can also listen on your cell phone or be a part of the live discussion by calling area code 646-478-3243 or log on to blogtalkradio.com/streetsradio to hear shows you may have missed before. There you can copy and paste the widget and put it on your page or your website to stay updated and help us spread the word. You are now tuned in to Real Talk with Emo on streetsradio.com. Log on to paystyle.net and you can find my Twitter, my MySpace, my Facebook, all that good stuff, how to cop my music and to support the movement. But other than that, we're going to get into the first song and get this show started. You know how we do. One love. God bless. 2010.
Snoop's gone wild.
TheBossBoard.com exclusive.
He's telling bitch niggas that the boss is here. From the label that they often fear because they soft and queer. Put on it. Only reason you left because Suge Knight allowed it. Snoopy on no limits. It didn't last 4 minutes. Your flow's finished and that's what's going to diminish your whole image. I kill him.
TheBossBoard.com exclusive.
No business listen, but it won't limit the road minutes. Ooh, I rock a cradle or two. Call me a crumb off the table. Here's what I'm able to do. Nigga, I'm able to disable your crew because I'm in my prime like Pop when he took the label from you, bitch nigga. Yeah.
Fuck the rap game, nigga. This MOB.
Skinny motherfucker.
TheBossBoard.com exclusive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? You're tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. You know how we do it. Every Monday at 10 o'clock. let me clear my throat. You know what I'm doing. Got my throat all clouded up. But, you know, it's Real Talk with Emo. You know how we do it. So, just wanted to give out a shout-out to Monique and the movie Precious. They won an Oscar, man. I mean, you know, they was nominated for an Oscar a couple months ago. They was winning all kind of other awards, Golden Globes and all that. But they have officially won an Oscar for that movie. So, you know, I'm proud to see a sister in a black movie like that get some. You know, not like I just be all black movies, but, you know, I'm proud of seeing my culture, you know, advance, whatever it may mean. So, that means, you know, if you haven't seen the movie Precious or whatever, the DVD is coming out, I think, next Tuesday or the Tuesday after that. It's coming out real soon, so look for the DVD. Go check out the DVD and watch the movie. It's a good-ass movie, man. I couldn't believe what I was watching, but, you know, it was a good-ass movie. It's real. It's true. You know, shit like that really goes down in the world. So, you know, if you like the good movies, check it out. And, on to another note, there was another earthquake, man, out in Turkey. So this is the third earthquake we've had this year so far. I mean, big earthquakes that's tearing shit down. So if y'all don't believe certain things is going to happen or certain things could happen, I mean, just pay attention, man. You know, it's on the news. They ain't telling you everything. But if you look deeper, the internet tells you a lot deeper about what's going on in the world. You only get the news of what's going on in your neighborhood when you just watch your regular TV. And, you know, if you got cable, you can see CNN or whatever, and they show you some worldwide news, but that's regulated too because they don't show you what they want to show you because they don't want nobody to panic. If they see America panicking, then they know that's when people are going to get to start the looting and stealing like, fuck it, ain't nothing else to live for. So, you know, the media keeps it under control, and you won't know these things is going on because they don't want you to panic. So if you really care about what's going on and stuff like that, just search, man. Go on the internet if you fuck the internet like I do. You know, most people's cell phones got the internet on it while you're sitting in there waiting or whatever, doing something in the doctor's office or something. You know, just search the internet and think of any weird thing and put it in Google, man. Watch how much stuff come up. You'll be tripping, you know. But just for yourself, I'm not trying to scare nobody or sway nobody towards the wrong way. Just letting you know things are going on that they say are very religious as far as spiritual wars and, you know, good and evil, whatever. I don't really know. I don't plan to be that powerful when you know all that. So just telling you what I'm hearing. You know, maybe you ain't hearing it. So now you're hearing it from me because this is Real Talk with Emo. You know how we do it, man. Real talk. That's all I'm going to do. Every Monday, if I'm on the phone, I'm on the line, and you hear me on the phone, you hear the radio show, I'm going to play some songs in between, but every now and then I'm going to talk your ear off about a little game that I got because I've been holding it in for a minute. So now it's time to get it. But with that being said, you know, you can say what you want to say, and I'm going to play this song right here for my homie, Chris the Hustler, because, you know, say what you want to say.
Eclipse the Hustler exclusive. They can't fuck with me, boy. Yeah, I'm two steps ahead of these niggas. Fed up with these niggas. Cut the heads of these niggas. I'm ahead of you niggas. You niggas quitters, not winners. From the start to the finish, I'm set out to diminish. All rookies to the vets, knocking down all contenders. They get the domino effect, chopping them out of a minute. Watch them fall on their back, crackers finding the process. Why they white around them out? Block checking my progress. Try me if you won't. I ain't for the BS, be sure to be wet. Turn your poke club into a V-neck. Gone bad, die fast by this foreign object. Subject to pose a threat, I'm at a rap nigga's chest. Baking his flesh, tell the meat, fall off the bones. I talk by the best. Yeah, I learned to cook at home, straight to the booth. Gun taught a bitch with the truth. My recipe is shattered to fake while I lie to the youth. Yeah, I'm a blood affiliated, mine was on drugs. Ended up in foster care, that's what made me a thug. Think it's cool if you won't, but it's not. I'm on seeing nice. Get one life to live, right or wrong, ain't that nice? I roll the dice, gamble with my life and go all out. I never sell my soul like I hold old cash out. I mash out, mash my ride, a homie. Saying what needs to be said for those that don't know me. Yeah.
Everything under the sun, man. between cinnamon drum. Working overtime to make sure job is done.
My bad. I was off in the zone, man. That's one of the songs I just be slapping right down the street, like, man, say what you need to say, man. But, you know, I'm saying it. You feel me? Anyway, you're tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. Glad you guys called in tonight. The lines is lit up. You know what I mean? The lines is full of people right now, so I appreciate everybody that called in, you know. But it takes time just to say, hey, I'm gonna pick up the phone and call. So I appreciate everybody that's calling and listening on the show right now. You know, everybody that's logged in online and listening to the show online. Thank you too. So, you know, it's March 8th, 2010. And in case you haven't checked out my little section of Real Talk with Emo, I also got a little section in Royalty Magazine, which is the magazine version of kind of like this show or whatever, that I do a write-up in that section. And this month, March, I kind of did a little write-up about some videos and stuff that I've been looking at lately, you know, like Jay-Z and Kanye West and Beyonce. And it's like over and over, they've been coming out with these videos back-to-back. Every time they come out with a video, somebody got another video on YouTube showing you how this symbol in that video means some shit attached to some evil shit or satanic shit, Freemasons or Masons or whatever it is. I don't know. I didn't put it in there. I don't know if it's, oh, yeah, they real, they devil worship. I don't know. But when you add it all up, it's like, man, they keep doing these videos over and over and over with this stuff in it, man. So, I mean, you know, that's what my section in the Royalty Magazine is about. I was just talking on my feelings on stuff like that and a few other things that's going on kind of crazy. But you can log on to my paystyle.net, and you can find a click to anything I mentioned on here, a link, I mean, and you can click on that and go check it out, read it, you know, check out the little interviews and stuff that I got going on. I don't really be remembering everything, all the .coms and all that, so I just make my paystyle.net my motherboard, and then have everybody go there, and you can click on everything and find me everywhere else, man, because, you know, basically, it's emo. You search emo, all kind of shit going to come up. You feel me? So, just wanted to put that out there. You know what I mean? Then, also wanted to say that I am going to Vegas on the 22nd. Me and one of my close friends, every year we go, we try to take a trip because we work hard every year. Me and him back and forth on the phone. He stay in Kansas City. Shout out DJ Long, my homie DJ Long. We go back and forth with ideas of how to do the different things we're doing. He's kind of better in the graphics field or whatever. And I was, you know, rapping and engineering, doing this and that. So I tell him how to do that. He tells me how to do this. Eventually, we both getting better at the graphics, and he's getting better at studio engineering and stuff like that. So every year when we come together, I go to Kansas City or he comes to Cali or we go somewhere we ain't been before, wherever we want to chill at, and meet up there and kind of go over ideas and new stuff we learned so we both can get better. Now, what trips me out about this is, here's a friend that I met on the internet that lives hundreds of thousands of miles away from me. He's in the Midwest in Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri, or something like that, whatever. And I'm out here in California, Sacramento. I met him over the internet maybe 6 years ago. We've been friends ever since then. But I met him for the first time last year when he flew me out to Kansas City to visit. We hit it off so much over the phone, though, that we didn't even really have to see each other to really know each other. And what trips me off is how, what trips me out is how I can have friends or people that's doing the music or doing whatever we're doing right here next to me, and we don't really work like that. And it seemed like this stigma in your own city that everybody trying to be first. You know what I mean? And they like, well, shit, I can do that myself. And so I'm going to call him to pay him a little something to do it because I can do it myself and do this myself and do that myself. And I'm saying is, man, it takes more than one person to make it happen. Your record company or whatever you call your record company, you walking around talking about so-and-so records, if you don't have no building or even take your ass down to City Hall and get a business license for that record company, you really don't have a record company. Do you understand that? I mean, do people understand that just because you say so-and-so records and you put out a CD and you don't have a record company? That's not really a record company. A record company is a company, okay? It don't have to be in a building. It don't have to be, it can be in your garage, your house, or whatever. But every day, y'all get up, you come to wherever you go to, y'all spend 4 to 8 hours on pushing or whatever it is that you guys are promoting. If it's toilet paper or whatever, you got people on this phone calling people saying, hey, we got new toilet paper. We wanted to see if we can get you to buy a couple boxes. We know your store carries this product. You got to work your product. You don't just go stand in front of a store and sell your CDs out of your hand or go walk into a store and ask the people, hey, can I put my CD in here, please? That's not all you do. Okay? First, those are parts you can do. You can sell your CD in front of the store. I'm not saying that. You can put your CD on consignment. But at the same time, you want to promote the CD that's in the store. Okay? So if you go take a CD and you put it in the store, who's going to know it's in the store if you ain't got something out there saying, hey, my stuff is in stores now? So you gotta do certain things to make your system work. So that's why me and my homie DJ Room keep each other together, because we need each other as staff members. You know what I mean? It's like I'm so-and-so of his company, he's so-and-so of my company. And we work together. So if I can't do it, he can get it done. If he can't do it, he call me, we get it done. So we eventually both making money enough to say, hey, man, let's go fly down here to Vegas and go chill out and have a good time, because the game that we cut each other is making us money. So if I told you something and you told me something and I went out and I made money off of what you told me or the game you told me or the plug you gave me or got me, helped me get a record deal, I definitely should be remembering the person that helped me do this. So that's what me and my folks got, and it trips me out because it do exist. It shows me that it does exist. It trips me out that it has to be thousands of miles away from me, but I accept that. I wasn't, you know, people are like, man, when you meet this nigga on the internet, you couldn't just go fly out there, and you don't know, that nigga might do something to you. I had no feeling that at all. No fear, no nothing. Him and his wife and his kids and their family opened the door and had to welcome me with open arms. Had my own room, my big bed, and all that. So I'm going to have to figure out a way to work with my people right here in my city that same way, because I don't like to say, oh, okay, that ain't working, so I ain't going to never keep trying and just, you know, give up on my people. That's not how I do it. I try to find out a way that I can get it to finally happen. You feel me? So when you listen to me and you see my music and you see what I'm doing, whatever, that's all about me trying to tell people, you know, how I see it. You feel me? I don't feel that I'm one of the best rappers or nothing in Sacramento, or best producers or nothing. I just feel that I'm good at what I do. You feel me? When I do emo, I try to do that the best emo can do that. I ain't being too short. I ain't being Tupac. I ain't being nobody else. I'm being emo, and I feel happy with that. So I respect any other artists that do the same. So I like to reach out with artists. Over the last 3-4 months, I done got so many beats and features and different things from people for free because they like my movement. They see what I'm doing. I hear their music. I ask them respectfully, hey, this is how we can do it. Right now my budget ain't all that big, whatever. But if you work with me now on what I got, believe me, when I make it pop and all that shit happen and one of these labels get to calling and they like, hey, we gonna give you a budget to do what you got to do because you know how to do everything already. We see that. That's why we want to sign you and put you down and do what you do, which is a lot of pain and conversations and deals coming at me now. There's certain things I don't take. I don't just want to just be on somebody's label or somebody's deal just so they can put me on the deal and I can walk around saying, hey, I'm on Universal, like everybody say, or I'm on this or I'm on that. and then they never put me out, the record never come out. I want to be a priority to whoever feels they can assign me. If not, I treat myself like a priority. On my own label, get my own publishing, my own shit. I know how to copyright my music. I know how to publish it. I know how to send it to radio stations. I know how to get my residuals off of my own music without putting a third man in the middle of it or whatever. And nowadays that the digital age is popping and the internet is popping, it's good to do your own thing. You feel me? Because that's why they created it. You know, that's why they made it to where the bootleg and shit was so big, so you had to come in. They didn't like how a lot of people was getting a lot of independent money without them knowing, so they tried to reroute it, and now they got us going through them for all the other shit, because we can't go sell an actual CD out of Trump that easy no more. Everybody downloading everybody's shit. So, with that being said, I'm going to Vegas March 22nd. So, if you live in Vegas or you know anybody in Vegas or something, whatever, holler at me on the slide through there. Y'all can come up to the motel or something. We're going to be at, like, the MGM Grand Signature or something, and some nice little lavish look. You know what I mean? I'm going to have my poodle with me or something, my throat tools and all that, so I might be able to record something. I don't know. I'm just saying. If you're in Vegas and you're having a good time, let me know. I'm going to go down there and put a couple coins in the slots, man. And, you know, this is my first time going to Vegas. I ain't really flew around the world too many places, but I've been a couple places. And that's because I'm trying to take my career to the next level. Before then, you know, you live in the hood, you don't really have too many opportunities. You don't really have too much money to jump on planes, whatever, whatever. So the music is taking me off to see the world. So I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going out to Vegas on the 22nd. Y'all will see the videos and the pictures and all that old crap. We got HD camera and all that. So we're going out there to test it, man. We're shooting a video in Vegas and see how it come out. So. Y'all stay tuned, man. You know, don't hang up. I got something nice for you, a lot of new music. You know how we're doing the phone is lit up right now. And that's because I'm pretty sure I'm, you know, got something to say. So don't go nowhere. I got a few more things to say. Until then, I'm going to slap something like this.
I never let you down, I'ma shine on sight. Keep your mind on these grind and off of mine's alright. Right, hard, I'ma ball, don't swear. I float with $250,000 cars everywhere. I go, I know, in the lead it makes me my speed. But no matter what they doing, they don't do it like me. Like a G, I hold it down for the town I'm at. In a flash like that, recognize I'm back. Strike a back, catch a fly, and moment I decide. That's enough for all your lies, boy. You could just die. Set aside, super fly, took the shoes and they cool. Then exit out with all the bitches like we always do. My desire to retire, grow with every new fruit. Cause he got it, don't ride like my nigga used to. Tight jeans, funny haircut, dancing on the screen. This is proud of real niggas in the game, so it seems. Then pretend to holler, pimp and get a shit of black. Next he say he trapping in my head, I'm like, why? Be yourself, he ain't got a pimp bone in your body. I can tell you ain't never bought a kid, caught a body. Nigga probably just seen Wayne, Gucci Mane. Me and Boosie, I'll go to prison. I ain't flipping whole every nigga tripping. Listen, dude, for you that ain't in the car. I think the power's in the gun, but overall it's in your heart. Nowadays, I don't know what's up with niggas in the A. Guess he think he in the game, but he really in the way. Violate, now we're having conversations. Send the joint with Cassie done it, and I promise I put you on point. I'm disappointed in you, dawg. You ain't holding down at all, but I ain't going in your jail. I'm just gonna show you how to ball. Standing tall through the storm on the yard in the dorm. Cats in prison who expected me to represent form.
I never let you down, I'ma shine on sight. Keep your mind on your grind and off of mine's alright. Right, hard, I'ma ball, don't swear. I float in $250,000 cars everywhere. I go, I know. In the lead, it makes me my feet. But no matter what they doing, they don't do it like me. Like a G, I hold it down for the sound I'm at. In a flash like that, recognize I'm back. Strike a match, catch a fire, CCI, add gas. What's the Molotov cocktail that never break the glass? Scare ass nigga wanna come for me, you better bring it. I ain't mad, I forgive them, God, I know they ain't mean it. Yeah, I seen it all before, hate I'm popping and they ain't. Wreck they brain trying to think of how to stop it and they can't. Ain't that lame, but then that hatred manifests in pure malice. I'm no longer being callous, I'ma let you niggas have it. Won't be satisfied till somebody dies and I'm patient waiting. Know me and the Reaper on a first name basis.
now. I'ma let you make it now. They collide to wait for you. But know that we could take it any place you wanna take it to. Hating in your blood, cause guess it's just too late for you. All I can do is pray for you or organize or wait for you. Your choice. Clearly I ain't hearing your voice. Keep it up and I'ma send your ass a deal when I enjoy it. Hey, you can have the bottom partner, I'm up in the skybox. I got shit locked down, nickel white side. Yeah, I'm so above you, hover over something white, drop down. I'm so profound, it goes down and I never let you down. I'ma shine on sight. Keep your mind on these grind and off of mine's alright. Right, hard, I'm a ball on the square. I float in $250,000 cars everywhere. I go, I know, you're the lead, it makes me my feet. But no matter what they doing, they don't do it like me. Like a G, I hold it down for the town. I'm at, in a flash like that. Recognize I'm back, I'm back.
Damn. T.I. a fool for that, man. That was T.I. right there with some new shit called I'm Back. Man, I could have spit that round for myself. I like that song. I ride around, I listen to that, I be like, man, I feel like I could have rapped that, bounced on my shoulders, like, you know, gone to you, like, you know, hey, you know what, you know. Anyway, you know what it is. You tuned in to Real Talk with E-Mo. Like you are every Monday, I hope. If you're not, it's all good. You know what I mean? I appreciate you for tuning in today. The phones is lit up. The internet is lit up. I see. You know what I mean? I'm doing my thing, and they appreciate that. So, appreciate you. If you live in Berkeley, the Bay Area, and you like reggae music or whatever, I have a younger brother. He's not younger. He's like 2 years younger than me. And he plays the drums for a reggae band called 7th Street Sound. And they back other reggae artists. So, you know, they play the music behind the band, like 4, 5, 6 different artists. And, you know, they got some showcases popping out in Berkeley on the 25th and 27th. So when I come back from Vegas, I'm going to 22nd. I should be back the 25th or the 24th. I'm going to try to make one of these. Yeah, I should be back enough time to go down there and chill out there, man. Because the reggae music is popping. My brother's name, band name is popping. He slapped them drums, something terrible. I mean, you know, go on my MySpace, man. Check them out. They're one of my top friends, 7th Street Sound. Click on that, you will see what I'm talking about. You feel me? So, yeah, on another note, I mentioned graphics and stuff like that, you know, that I do. Lately, I've been doing a lot of graphics and stuff like that, and it's been making me feel good because before that, I was doing the graphic stuff, and it was because I was trying to learn. I knew I had to do a couple free things or whatever for people just to get my stuff out there or whatever. But when I did that, I put my little number on the side, and people ended up calling. So I ended up getting a lot of work. And then the people that I used to do work for call, you know, trying to get that free stuff or the cheaper stuff. And I can't really do it no more because what happens is I have to push somebody back that paid me to do work to do something for free. And it's not that I don't want to. If I have the time to do it, if you can wait, if you got 2 weeks or more, a week or after I got all this stuff planned, maybe I can get to you because I say maybe because then when them week go by, 2 or 3 other people call and pay me. I got to do what pay me first. So, I mean, you know, I only see it as me. I obviously am getting busier and getting better when I have to charge people. I could be because when I first started everything, rapping, making beats, anything, it was because, I ain't tripping, man. I do it for you free because I wanted to learn. So I rapped on people's stuff for free. I got on all Lynch's albums, all that stuff you heard me on. I really got it on for free. I gave dudes my song here. Put my song on. Do this, this, and that. Let me do your album cover. Let me mix it down. Let me make a beat on there. Let me hear. Here's a beat for free. I was just giving all that stuff away for free. So now I look for that in other people, you know, and hungry people that's trying to get on like I was back in the day. You know what I mean? So if I come at somebody and I say, you know, is it cool you want to network? You got a free beat? Can you do a cover for me? And they with that, then that lets me know that they're like me because I used to be one of those kind of people at the time that wanted to just do some work for somebody that I see doing their thing so my work can be heard and seen, you know, that in their world amongst their fans and people that they got going on. So it's all political and it's all business. It ain't, I'm not doing this because I just be want to rap all the time. I'm getting old, man. I got kids grown. My son rap. You know what I mean? He don't rap all the time. I mean, we rap when we have to or when we feel it and when it should be. So every now and then people would call me, ask for a verse, do this. Oh, yeah, I turn it on. I can do that now. It took me time to learn how to be able to be on spot and not be nervous when somebody wants you to rap, you know, and write something right then. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, I can do that now. You feel me? So now I feel like I'm a true rapper. Before, I was just becoming. All these albums, Gail got everything. You know, just trying to find my place, find out who Emo was, what kind of image I wanted, because I didn't want to be gangster. I didn't want to be, you know, hyphy or nothing else. I didn't want to be nothing. You feel? I wanted to be me, and I feel like any artist that tries to be them becomes something. You feel me? So I'm focusing hard on trying to be me. I know what quality sounds like. I know what a good beat sounds like. I know how to mix and arrange a song. I know how to stack tracks and tell singers how to sing if I need to. I know how to put together good music, good product, good album cover. I know how to promote it. I know how to do videos. I know how to do all this stuff now because I want to become a record company that can sign artists and don't cheat them and jip them. We all eating and doing what we got to do. So my artistry and you hear me dropping albums and all that, it's just for fun, man. That's what I'm doing because I'm just doing stuff to get better. So if I did 50 songs to get better, why not put them out when people already heard my name on 100,000 products or whatever, you know, and they're like, who is this guy on this Brother's album or this Big Hollis compilation or this West Turf album on the day, you know? So now that I did all that, it's like, shit, I got to let these people know who that is. So I keep the music going. So right now, I'm in the studio working on my new album called Organized Fan. And what I've been doing is just getting beats from all kind of people all over the internet and stuff. And I'm picking the best ones because I'm trying to organize all kind of sounds from different people. I'm going to have my brother now come through, give me some reggae flavors, some rock basses, some guitars, you know. Like on my Ghetto Gospel, the only thing live I was able to put in there was a dude playing on the saxophone on the front, on a song called Fetty. And I like that song so much, I put it on the album twice with a reprise with him just playing solo on it by itself because I always love live music. Computers and stuff in the new technology and digital world has taken the feel out of what the realness is, and that's kind of like the devil's stupid the God out of you to me. It's like you don't get the soul out of the music without really having a musician that know how to play that, really play it. I don't play nothing. I play the keyboards, I can hit the note, and, you know, make sure I hit the right note and play a good sound, but I don't really play, like, up and down, both of my fingers, close my eyes and play. I don't know the keys, I don't know the notes. I just know what sounds good to my ear. If I'm hitting it and I keep on playing, I can play a good melody, overdub it, stack it. I'm a good drums man, you feel me? I'm better at telling people my ideas of what I have in my head if they can play and do things to make it really pop. But, you know, if I can't get that, I get the job done, which I haven't been able to get with another producer that don't feel like because he plays so good or he's doing so much that, you know, he don't want to listen to direction or team up with somebody else. So maybe I let them all do their thing and, you know, I watch them flourish with the game I tell them. But that's what I'm doing right now. I'm working on a new album. It's called Organized Sound. I'm working on two mixtapes. I ain't named them yet. One's going to be full of original beats that producers have been sending me. That's two tracks. See, I like to get my beats tracked out so I can take them to the big studio and mix them and get a beat justice, get my song justice. So my album be full of music that I take and I break down and I, you know, critique that real good, put people on it that's real good. And I mix that, and that's the one I spend all my money on and invest on. My mixtapes are things that I freestyle on. I've never really been a freestyler, but I kind of line for line it in Pro Tools, and I don't really write none of that. So if you hear any of my mixtapes or whatever, I don't brag about it and tell people yet until I'm finished with the series, but that's going to be something that I'm going to say when people say, man, those mixtapes are good. Woo, whoop. I say, okay, yeah, thank you for listening. I don't even say, oh, yeah, by the way, I didn't write none of that. Maybe two or three songs out of 65 because I'm doing like four mixtapes. I'm on my fifth volume now and sixth one. But the fifth one is going to be all original music to where I can put it and sell it on the, you know, on digital or anything and do all of that. But it's all, you know, it's a mixtape because the beats aren't tracked out. So I'm just going to present it as a mixtape, give it away free, download, just that, sell it, have my DJ loom, my homie mix it up if we can. Oh, he just sold his turntable the other day. So I don't even know if he's going to be, I mean, so much stuff is going up. Sometimes we got to switch hats. So every now and then I'm working on the album. I'm taking it slow. My son working on his album. I'm producing a couple other people's albums. I ain't really got no artists on my label right now. I'm just trying to get the label established with me as an artist. Once I get that established, give me another distribution deal, then I'll start signing artists and doing different things with other people, like putting their life in mine. Until then, I don't want to sell nobody no dreams and telling them, you know, we can do this and we can do that and we can't, because sometimes people get misconstrued. They see you doing your thing, they see you doing a lot. And they think, oh, okay, it's going to happen like that for them. But it don't happen like that overnight. If only people I want to mess with, that's going to be with me in the long haul. When they put me in a cemetery, if I'm the CEO, exec, or whatever, I want my artists and producers and staff members and all of them to be standing at my funeral. I don't want none of them to be hating me, saying I robbed them and did. I've seen too many stories right around me that people do get people in the game. Seen them do it. Seen them like bad checks and all the shit. So, you know how it is, man. You tune in to Real Talk with Emo, and this is how I do it. I keep it real all day and all night. With that being said, I just want to play a little song dedicated to the sweethearts out there, you know what I mean, for the females listening. You know, I got about 20 minutes left in the show. A few more good songs, a few more things to talk about before I get up out of here. So check this song out for me, man. Sit back, relax, let the song flow. I love this song.
to this shit blow up. Stop listening to your girl, see your girl want us to self-destruct, your time is up. I had enough of your bullshit, he say, she say, drama. Call a girl on a three-way, you can be my woman, but you better take it easy. Shit, I changed your life, took you out the hood, big dreams and lights. Any other bitch round me, blink twice, bet you I'll be out of her life, out of her sight. Okay, you out of here, psych, walk out, slam the door and get right. Shit, I know you can't leave, you addicted like drugs, and that drug be me.
Mr. Showing Up, the Street Evangelist. Yeah, COS. Yeah, talk here. Be easy, mother lit tongue.
Overworked, underpaid, I'm a hand grenade. About to turn this nigga's liver to black cherry Kool-Aid. It's my dude that take off a toupee for fool's pay. Long as I can spend the Big Ben every day.
Yeah.
Long as I've been in it, I've been winning my own way. So fuck what you say, you can eat the AK, no. You can eat the potato, gotta keep silent. Silent night, holy night, oh, we like violence. Late Sunday night shit, I had to ask God. Please try to tell me why these punks in my yard. Please try to tell them I got punks in the car. Please try to tell them I spit something that's hard. Over hard, just like I like my eggs. Pull a smoking card, put them in the motherfucking grave. I'm sick, I think I'm Cannibal Willie Mays, cause I knock his head off and I put it on the plate. You gotta count for certain, that's the language. Like Matt Damon, I'm good Will Hunting. On the steering wheel, drunk and pillin' the wheels in the back and spinning the wheels in the front and filling the deal with nothing.
It don't take much to ignite what I got till I ride. Spread a plague that don't stop. Sorry, blocks, running nice. Dirty white teeth up in the streets. My life is valid every step that I breathe. Rip that I breathe. I stand firm with it. Twist the Alita, then I burn. Spinach cash. Cross to a atlas till I get my turn in it. Been to learn winning. Got a street like De La Salle. Ain't no question if I pass or if I fail. Counter mail, clientele. Renovate the game with my craft. Depending on my hustle, man. It's money in the bag. It's murder with the pen on the path. We'll get laid out. If you stay up in traffic, better take the safe route. Put it if it ain't right. Gotta rid the ball. Call this and that. Gotta give them a call. I want it all. I'm telling you time and time again, I mean that. Murder one on my hand for the greenback.
We got a whole lot of niggas talking this and that. But we don't pay them no mind. We got clips and gas. Shoot a nigga 30 times if that shit get back. Soon as his lips go smack, push his whole way back. It's murder. Murder one, murder two, murder three. Shit, I don't give a fuck. They wish you murder on me. So now I gotta talk. Get a back seat drunk. Smoked out off a blunt.
No chase, sip the throne like ice water. Step out the web, get smashed like a fly swatter. I keep a fully loaded lifeguard. Fuck if you tough, that just mean you gon' die harder. And you ain't Bruce Willis, niggas know so. I ain't gotta say who's illest, niggas know so. I ain't gotta tell y'all nothing. You do too much talking, I can tell y'all front. So much weight, stank up the building. Look like Christmas trees when they touch the ceiling. Won't get no sleep till I touch a million. 100 bills like Eve when I touch and fill them. Make moves, play it safe on the underground. We'll exterminate, spray red if you bugging out. I ain't the one to irritate when I'm coming down. So bet not near motherfuckers say nothing.
We got
now
a whole lot of niggas talking this and that. But we don't pay them no mind, we got clips and gas. Shoot a nigga 30 times if that shit get back. Soon as his lips go smack, push his whole way back. It's murder, murder one, murder two, murder three. Shit, I don't give a fuck, they wish you murder on me. So now I got it tucked in the back seat, drunk, smoked out off a blunt, waiting for the shit to jump.
Blaze one up, lay fire to the track. Microphone fiend fit, nothing but crack. Like niggas ain't got no get back, we bubbling. Like hot water on the stove, just add a little cocaine. You don't know the name, in the capital Cali. Sacramento, nigga, remember, it's the valley. I came from the slum, off a bottle of Num Num. Don't get dumb in traffic, in your car. This a damn ass on the throttle. I got a model, she suck and she swallow. Try to act hard, bust a Sleepy Hollow. Nigga, is you sleepwalking? I'm busting through the heat talking. Pick you out of the crowd. Nigga, keep a low profile. I'm that nigga that'll pay his dues. That nigga that's bad news. No blood on my shoes. Make a move that's major. I'm in the lead. These niggas switch hitting minor league. Ready for the squeeze play. You better take it easy before I set you up with something sleazy. Singing, she your main greasy. Singing, she your main greasy.
We got a whole lot of niggas talking this and that. But we don't pay them no mind. We got clips and gas. Shoot a nigga 30 times and that shit get back. Soon as his lips go smack, push his whole way back.
Now available online and in stores, Emo the French Connection EP. Also available, Emo Leftovers, the digital album on CDBaby.com now. Also log on to paystyle.net for more information.
Yeah, what's up? We're just tuning in to Real Talk with Emo. Appreciate all the callers that called in tonight. We got about 8 more minutes left in the show. And I'm just going to play a couple more songs before I get up out of here. You know how we do it. You know, the same old movement, same old movement. So, you know, stay tuned. I'll get right to you, right to you. What's it? Hello, hello, man. I help you.
Hi. I was riding the house.
Huh? Hello?
Oh, shit, yeah, man. I would like to say fuck you to all my homies. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. You know what I'm saying? Those are real shit. Fuck you niggas. I don't love none of you niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's all about me. Niggas ain't shit. You ain't never gonna be shit. You know what I'm saying? If I'm kicking with you niggas, I ain't gonna be shit. So nigga, fuck you. Nah, I'm just
trying to tell you. My homie, fuck. If you was my friend, you would throw a nigga five on the green. We can hit the city streets. Ride, take some pussy. Hustle in the streets. How pimping the system. Be with your niggas and we can show them how to get it. Take it back to the block, set it out. For the stripping when it comes to the cops being shot. Bustin' they simple, we get up with no shots. Then let our women run the beat.
From
me and my niggas can feel you hating from a mile away. Fuck you, turn them into dust when I let these things spray. My nigga go, got him up out of state. I call my people, now he chillin' in different states. Rapping, getting busy, still kicking it every day. Real niggas do real ass shit, why? Cause we and my niggas just
industry
shit.
Industry Riot Tri Radio.
New shit coming out with G-Minutes. You know what I'm saying, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Your boy, T-Bow, what it do? You know what I'm saying? Real niggas. You know what I'm saying? What it is, you know what I'm saying? Red niggas helping me with this shit while he back there eating his motherfucking chicken. That's why you see niggas. When niggas get shit, niggas start doing shit.
Yeah, I've seen it in the ride, sir. Maggots.
What else is there to do? I'm full of the weed. Throwing up liquor too. My niggas is cool. Think I'm gonna kick it with my boots. Laying low from the streets. Plus, he can pick it for her. You keep it right there. So you so sexy, I'll eat you up out the cold. My nigga to make you come. Beat that pussy till it's cold. And make this shit for nothing. She naked from the dough. And some high heel boots. Tattoo. Say yo, ho. And she won't even hold my dope.
Niggas out there wildin' out there. What it is, Ready B, nigga. You know what I'm saying? What it is, Ashton, nigga. You know what I'm saying? OIKT in the building. You know what I'm saying? My niggas motherfucker from the mob in the building. You know what I'm saying? Young Ike from MNLD. You know what I'm saying? I heard you got shot up and shit, nigga. Damn. That's fucked up. Hope that doesn't.
Like a ride, a ride. But when the ride is moving, keep your hands inside. At first I take you low, then I can take you high. Take you twice around the world. Baby, I make you fly, keep you late. Kristen Lou, routine, this roller coaster ride. She wanna do it again, but she can't. Cause she know I'm in love with the dough. Plus the ride that she's on is too emotional. I'm too stuck in my ways for us to play how we play. Begging to leave, then you begging to stay. Same shit, different day. I'm like, please, double play. You can leave if you may, but then I hear you say,
I'm so tired of playing love, roller coaster with you.
Roller coaster with you, my heart can't
Hello.
Hey. Hey, my phone died last time.
Hey.
Now we're back on air. I'm glad you called back.
Thank you. I just called to let you know I support what she's doing, you know?
I appreciate that. You know I do.
Really, though. Your work's what I do. And, you know, that number six, that's going to be me.
Yeah.
You know how it goes out here. Play by the rules.
Yeah,
but I like the show. You know, I support what you're doing. If a lot of people would come together and do it together, we all be millionaires. You feel me? I guess that's it. That's all.
My phone died.
You want to learn something? Oh, this is a real fun. Just want to say thank you. And, you know, tune in every Monday, man. Shout out to Mark. It's Bob Marcus. Just want to hear you. And I got it.
Yeah, what's up with it? You're tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. Thank you for tuning in, and hopefully you come back every Monday to check me out. Also, check out my write-up in the section of Royalty Magazine. And if you got any songs you want me to play on the air, just send them to emo3000@aol.com. That's E-M-O-E 3000